to say thank you to the choir and to all that have practiced. If you are blessed by that this evening, would you join me in saying amen?
Amen.
As we've talked about before, amen means that's right. That's what I believe. And I hope that what you've heard presented this evening would be what you believe about the Lord Jesus Christ. Many of us have a favorite passages in the Bible that have to do with Christmas. And I guess probably if you are listening tonight, if you have a favorite Christmas passage, yours was read. What I'd like to do is just take a couple of minutes tonight and share not only one of my favorite Christmas passages, but maybe one of my most favorite passages in the whole Bible, just two verses. It's in 1 John chapter 4, if you'd like to open up there this evening. I'm in 1 John chapter 4. We don't always think of that as a Christmas text. A lot of times we find ourselves in Matthew chapter 1, Luke 2. But I'd like to direct our attention to two verses in 1 John chapter 4. Verse 9, verse 10, verses that I hope will encourage you tonight to realize how much God loves you and why Jesus really came into this world. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 9. By this the love of God was manifested among us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him. God the Father sent his only Son, that's Jesus, into this world. That's Christmas. You say, why did he do that? The end of verse 9 says, that we might live through him. Every one of us has to die. And no one likes to think about that. We think about death being our enemy. We don't think about death being our friend. None of us enjoys even thinking about death, and yet it's a reality. But God doesn't want us to have to die. God wants us to live with him forever. That's how much God loves us. And so here's what he did. 1 John 4:9 says, he sent his only begotten Son, that's Jesus, into the world so that we wouldn't have to spiritually die. Now, we still have to physically die, but we don't have to spiritually die because God loved us enough to send his Son. Now, you might be thinking, okay, Christmas is about Jesus, a little baby in a manger. And how does that little baby in a manger mean that I don't have to spiritually die? That's a good question. The answer is in the very next verse, 1 John chapter 4 and verse 10. And this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Why did God send Jesus? Why did God come in the flesh? The Word, the second person in the Trinity, came into this world as a baby. Why? Well, the key is that word in verse 10, propitiation. That's kind of a big word. We don't use it a lot, but I love that word. It's one of my favorite words. Let me see if I can explain propitiation. The Bible says that every person who's a sinner, that includes me and that includes you, has to die. But we don't have to die just physically, we have to die spiritually because we're sinful people. You see, we can't die physically and then go to heaven spiritually because God is holy, but we're sinners. Someone has to pay the price of our sin. I can't pay the price of your sin. I can't even pay the price of my own sin. And you can't pay the price of my sin. You can't even pay the price of your own sin. So the only way any of us are ever going to get to heaven is if there is someone sinless who would go through this world perfectly, never sinning, not even one time, and then give of himself is a sacrifice in our place. You know what propitiation means? It means satisfying an angry God's wrath. God is a loving God, but God's an angry God. And God is angry with everyone who sins. That means God's angry at me. And God's angry at you because I've sinned and you've sinned. But we don't have to be in hell forever experiencing the wrath of an angry God if we will put faith in Jesus. When we believe that Jesus, that little baby, growing up to be a perfect man, God in the flesh, when we believe that he died on a cross like the one represented behind me, when we say, yes, I know that he died in my place, and he took all of the wrath that I deserve, and I believe that God's anger was placed on him rather than on me so that I could be forgiven. When you come to the place that you believe that and you cry out, Lord, forgive me for all of my sin. I acknowledge that I'm a sinner and I've sinned against you and I deserve to go to hell. But I believe that that little baby that was born at Christmas, Jesus, would go to that cross in my place so that you wouldn't be mad at me anymore. That's all in that one word, propitiation. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Our response after hearing the music and the message that we've heard tonight ought to just be, it's absolutely incredible that God would love me so much that he would send his only son into this world and to go and die on a cross. Why? So that we might live through him, 1 John 4:9, and so that he would be the propitiation for our sins. That's how much God loves you. And that's how he's demonstrated his love for you. If that's a message that you already know, because you've put faith in Jesus Christ, you've been forgiven. I hope that hearing that message again in song has warmed your heart. And even as you would go home this evening, I hope that your heart would just be filled with joy and you would be so thankful. If you're here this evening and you say, you know, I don't know if I've ever really understood that, Greg, but through the songs that were sung and through just this little bit of the Bible, it's making sense to me, then I would ask you, have you ever put faith in Jesus? Have you ever asked him to be your Savior? Have you ever said, Lord, I know I'm a sinner, and I deserve to be punished forever, but I believe in Jesus. I believe he went to that cross, and he died in my place. And right now, Lord, I'm asking you, as I turn to you from my sin, I'm asking you, would you please save me? And in a moment of time, your life can be transformed. And you could become a child of God, forgiven of all of your sin. That's the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. If that's a message that you don't understand well, yet you would want to talk to someone about this. On the way out tonight, I'm going to be in the lobby at the door, and I'd be glad to talk with you. You might be thinking, Greg, you know, I'd like to talk to you a bit, but not now. You'd be glad to email me. Welcome to email me off the church website. If it's a woman that wants to talk and meet with another woman, that'd be great. I'd be glad to meet somebody for coffee to talk about Jesus, to talk about the gospel, to talk about what the choir has done such a wonderful job singing about tonight, which is the true meaning of Christmas. Let's pray.